guys.
Mr. Whitson and Mr. Katz.
Thank you, may it please the court, I'm Seth Weston, firm is Mr. Kurt Weston out of Roanoke. This concerns a case on appeal for trial I did in Craig County.
Mr. Whitson, would you like some rebuttal time?
Yes, sir.
How much would you like, sir?
About 5 minutes.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. I believe the Commonwealth has conceded two of the issues. Actually, I noted two issues. The first one actually has two, one subpart that did not number the subpart. It was a grand larceny charge. They concur that the grand larceny value was not met.
Well, let me ask you a question about that concession.
Yes, sir.
If we disagree with the, if I understand the concession, the Commonwealth has only conceded that in its view, the evidence was insufficient, not that the trees themselves weren't actually worth $200. If that's so, it is a concession of law and not a fact, and therefore is not binding on us, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
On their concession, and conceding the second, also, which was a 2-year sentence on a misdemeanor, which was inappropriate, I'll suggest to the court, unless there's other questions as Roger Russell just put forth, there's one issue left, and that is there any value to support a petty larceny conviction? And I suggest to the court at this point, for the court of appeals, the question is whether the trial judge was plainly wrong, period.
Well, let me ask you that. I suggest there's another.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't convicted of common law larceny. He was convicted of a statutory crime, 55-334.1, correct? Larceny of timber.
Yes.
I'm not trying to gaslight you. It provides any person who knowingly and willfully takes, steals, and removes from the lands of another any timber growing, standing, or lying on the lands shall be guilty of larceny. Given your argument regarding value, it seems to me that there is one thing that's notably missing from the General Assembly's definition of larceny of timber. Any reference to value. Why is it you have not challenged on appeal that your client knowingly and willfully took, stole, and removed the timber? Why isn't that sufficient, not for common law larceny, but for the statutory larceny he was actually charged with? Why isn't the crime complete?
Because still the referencing guilty of larceny still references the larceny statute, which requires some value.
No, common law larceny requires value. 18295 and 18296 do not prohibit conduct. They define conduct. Traditionally, it's a common, most cases, it's a common law larceny, which has a value element. But here, the General Assembly has specifically said it is a larceny if you knowingly and willfully take, steal, and remove a tree. No mention of value. He knowingly and willfully took, stole, and removed a tree. According to the General Assembly, that's larceny. Why isn't that good enough?
I would suggest to the court, it's still, I understand that from the question, I think you disagree with my answer, but I would suggest that the court still, under our scheme, still has to be viewed as a larceny. It's still referencing a larceny.
But the General Assembly could say punching somebody in the nose is larceny. I mean, they have the power to do that, right?
They could. They make any, yes, they can make any law. They could make that law.
And so,
by referencing another law that has a definition,
they don't reference another law.
Well, the reference, it is a larceny.
Right. It is a larceny, not deemed a larceny, not should be viewed as a larceny. It is a larceny.
Then it has to still have some kind of value to it added. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to prove the felony of it either. If they just reference a larceny, then they're relieved of also proving a felony larceny.
Well, then, but if they want to get a grand larceny conviction, they would have to demonstrate that the larceny, as defined by the statute, meets the value requirements of 95.
But then that comes back to
if they don't meet it, it's just a larceny, which at common law would be considered a petty larceny. Grand larceny is a statutory creation.
I suggest to the court that's why then they need to have a value even for a petty larceny, because that statute, as it's written, just saying larceny, for lack of a better put it, simply is not good enough. It leaves open the question of what's the proof, what is it we're talking about, and if you don't have a value in there at all, if you just say larceny, you're back to the question of what's a larceny. Is it a felony larceny or a petty larceny? Is it a misdemeanor? And by saying it's de facto a petty larceny, unless they prove more than $200, you're adding words to the statute.
I'm not adding any words to 55334.1. Your argument's the one that's adding words to the statute. You're arguing value. But let's assume that the General Assembly, if I understand your argument, imported the common law larceny concepts into 55334.1, and there had to be proof of some value. Do you have any case where Virginia, or dating back to the common law of England, where actual monetary value had to be proven to support the concept of value?
No, I cannot point to a specific statute, a specific case saying that. Our statutes say that, have to be some value. I don't think it says have to be monetary, although some type of monetary value must be proven for a larceny.
Well, let me ask you, because the old case, but Wolverton versus the Commonwealth, 75 Virginia 909, the court held, at the common law, an article to be the subject of larceny must be of some value. It is sufficient, however, it is said, if it be worth less than the smallest coin known to the law. So in our case, it could be worth less than a penny. The indictment charges that the lock was of the value of 30 cents. It is a sign that there was no proof of the value. It is true there was no distinct proof of a specific value, nor was such proof necessary, and the court goes on to hold, because it could be inferred simply because the lock was there that it had some value. Now, trees are enjoyed by people for any number of reasons. They convert oxygen to carbon dioxide. They do all kinds of things. Couldn't a reasonable fact finder go, a tree had some value, given that the law is, it doesn't even have to be worth a penny? And all the evidence most favorable to the Commonwealth, he cut down 18 trees and removed them from his neighbor's property.
The exception for the tree, though, the problem is, it's not an article like a lock, or in my reply brief, like I said, cigarette packages, but it's a defined number, a defined value, so it's a dollar cigarette package, you have 100 of them, you have $100. A tree can also be negative in value. Tree may be diseased, rotted, dead, and about to fall on a house, in which case you've got to spend $250 to have it removed. Well, it's actually a negative.
But there's evidence here that it's not near, it's within 80 feet of a house.
Well, but we don't know how tall it is. It could have been 100 feet ready, 100 feet tall, ready to fall on a house. And that's the crux of my argument.
No, your client estimated how tall they were.
But that's the crux of my argument. It's the condition of a tree is what matters.
Your client also testified that on a prior occasion, from the same strand of oak trees, when he leaned over on a power line and he went out and cut it down, chopped it up, and used it for firewood. Now, why couldn't a reasonable fact finder, with that testimony from your client, conclude that the oaks taken from the same exact strand could have been chopped up and used for firewood?
Because there's still no monetary, no value put to that in the record anywhere.
But Wolverton says you don't have to put monetary value on it. In fact, it can be worth less than a penny.
But there must be some evidence showing that.
Well, it could be used as firewood based on your client's own testimony, taking a tree from the exact same strand of oak trees.
It could be, but there's still no evidence of any value of what that is. If I cut a tree down, a dead tree on my own property, use firewood, it's of no value. They didn't even say it's worth a penny or less than a penny. They didn't say anything about value whatsoever.
You don't think a jury can conclude that a piece of oak used to make a fire, to produce warmth, has some value, any value? You think that's zero value?
I think they need to produce some type of evidence for the jury almost to hang their hat to say that there's a value.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just speculation. Like I said, it may have been dead bad timber that was cut down to burn, and it might have been a cost to remove it anyway, so instead, I burned it, which is just easier because I have to pay somebody to remove it. And instead of just burning it in the lot, I burned it in my fireplace.
How about the fact that your client bothered to take the time to go onto somebody else's land, chop down 18 trees, drag them across his land, and remove them? That's an awful lot to do for something that doesn't have any value.
Yeah. That's certainly a viewpoint that may be upheld in this case. However, it still doesn't give the Commonwealth having proven any type of value whatsoever in this case. The complainant who owned the trees actually testified. They had a perfect opportunity to ask for value. They chose not to. And then they introduced, as the court knows, that document was never properly introduced. Therefore, that value never came in. So they had the chance to argue about it, prove about it, prove some value, even for burning my chimney, as the court suggests, they failed to do it.
Before we get into your rebuttal time, I do have one last question.
Yes, sir.
I know you don't agree, but if we were to decide that there was sufficient evidence of value, so we're not going to dismiss the larceny charge, would your client consent to simply a resentencing on petty larceny?
I've not directly asked my client that, so I'm not sure. I cannot speak to him. I think I'm wrong about that. I'll say that. I'm not sure my client would agree to that.
Well, as you cite the Britt case, if he doesn't consent, the Supreme Court says we can't do that. So I accept your answer.
Good afternoon. May it please the court, I'm Benjamin Katz, appearing on behalf of the Commonwealth. If I could begin briefly responding to your observation, Judge Russell, about the specific statute alleging the larceny of timber, I would simply respond that I think in resolving this matter, I was careful not to assert a ground that I thought was not the narrowest possible ground upon which this matter could be affirmed. And certainly, that is an avenue this court could proceed down. That statute specifically recognizes timber as an object that may be the subject of larceny, not a traditional chattel in common law, but carved out by the General Assembly and imported within it. I suppose you could say the timber represents sufficient value for petty larceny. But rather than seek an opinion from this court addressing that statute specifically, it seems to me the only issue left before this court is whether it can truly be said that no rational fact finder viewing this evidence could conclude that those trees had some value other than zero. And I would submit the argument put forward by counsel today confuses value with some specific amount. And as Britt and Foster made clear, that's not the Commonwealth's burden. It must simply be something other than zero. And Judge Russell, as you mentioned, the record is clear. There was evidence from which a rational fact finder could make that determination that these 18 trees were not worth nothing. We had the labor involved in taking them. We have the fact that evaluation was done, and I think that's an inference viewed in a light most favorable to the Commonwealth from which a fact finder could deduce, well, that wouldn't have been done if it had no value. And in response to that, counsel argues a parade of horribles that might have affected these trees, rendering them without value, and I would submit that there's no evidence in the record that that is true. And so for a hypothesis of innocence to be established based upon whether the trees were rotten or pose some damage to a house, that would have to be in the record, and it's simply not. I think it's clear on the record before the trial court that a rational fact finder looking at these 18 trees, what species they were, the other elements in the record that established that they had been used in the past for firewood, that there was effort involved in taking them, all of that was competent evidence to find that they weren't worth nothing. And so I would simply ask this court to remand the matter for retrial on the lesser included larceny offense based on that very narrow ground that there is competent evidence in this record. I'm happy to address any questions the panel might have.
Mr. Katz, the only thing I have for you is I commend you for the concessions that you did make.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Especially on the second assignment.
Thank you, members. Please report. I also forgot I did want to commend the Commonwealth. I don't think I've ever had a concession, even in any case.
You got two.
Two in this one out of Article 3 issues. But I think in reference to what the Commonwealth just said, it still begs the question of, is there a value that can be shown in the record? And that's what we're left with. The Commonwealth seems to suggest that the defendant should have proven some, but there's no value. And the Commonwealth says zero value. Well, again, trees can have a negative value, and it's not up to the defendant to prove a negative value or a zero value, prove anything.
Can't we conclude from the record that the trees were alive when they were cut down, given your client's interaction with the deputy, saying, no, I didn't cut those down, I only cut dead stuff? I, cut a couple of dead snags?
I don't know that you can do that from his, he also denied cutting trees down.
Well, right, but I can believe part of it and, or the trier of fact can believe part of it and not the other part.
Yes, he could. A rational fact finder could make that assertion. I guess that's correct. But again, it's taking the negative inference. What I'm suggesting is that the defendant doesn't have any burden to prove. That the Commonwealth must prove the value of the trees taken and failed to do so.
No, they must prove that they have some
value. I'm sorry, that's for larceny. Some value for the misdemeanor, I was on this foot. Some value, and the Commonwealth's argument on appeal just seems to be basically what we now think of the Descartes, the old quote, I think, therefore I am. There is a valuation given, therefore there's some value. That valuation could have been negative. It was never properly moved into evidence. We don't know what it was for purpose of this appeal and for that trial. We don't know what the value of those trees are, and it could have been a negative value, so therefore they haven't shown enough for even a petty larceny conviction.
Questions? Thank you.